Today is, of course, the auspicious appearance day of Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya appeared approximately, in our calculations, 1434. And when did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear?
1486.
How old was Advaita Acharya when Lord Chaitanya appeared? 52, yes. So he was already up there in age when Lord Chaitanya appeared. And Lord Chaitanya left at 48 years old, this planet. So Advaita Acharya was 100 years old when Lord Chaitanya left. And he lived for approximately 150 years. And as we can see, that first we have Lord Advaita Acharya's appearance day, then we have Lord Nityananda's appearance day, then we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So it looks like Krishna has it quite well arranged, because Vamana days appears in between there. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya tridiskritam dharma samstapanarathaya sambhavam yuge yuge. Krishna says that every Paritranaya sarunam, Krishna comes to protect the devotees. Because in Kali Yuga, there are no devotees, practically speaking. There's no one to protect. Vinashaya tadushkritam. And he comes to annihilate the demons. So there's a lot of people eligible to get that side of Krishna's mercy. And dharma samstapanarathaya, Krishna comes to reestablish religious principles. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, Advaita Acharya, even 500 years ago, just like now we complain there's so much air pollution, so much technology, so much industrialization, people are so addicted to all kinds of sinful habits. And 500 years ago, Advaita Acharya was getting disturbed how degraded the society was, because it was filled up with gyanis, people who only studied the scriptures. And karmis, people who only follow the regular principles of life. So as Advaita Acharya, as you might know, he's an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is an expansion of Mahavishnu, partial expansion of Mahavishnu, and Sadashiva. Sadashiva is Lord Shiva in the spiritual world. So he came before Lord Chaitanya came, because Lord Chaitanya, before he comes, he sends his relatives, his father and mother, and he sends his associates, and he sent Advaita Acharya in order to prepare his way. So Advaita Acharya came, and Advaita Acharya, as Mahavishnu, he's the original creator of the material universes, and he expands himself in each universe as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Garbhadakshay Vishnu expands himself as Shiradakshay Vishnu, who lies down in the ocean of milk and enters into everyone's heart as a supersoul. So after some time of creating the material universes, Advaita Acharya, in the form of Shiradakshay Vishnu, gets a little disturbed because no one's taking up Krishna consciousness. Actually, at Sankarsana, at the root of the universe, he gets a little disturbed because so many incarnations are coming, so many incarnations are going, so much attempt to try to make people Krishna conscious. Just like you may go out on book distribution sometimes and no one will take a book. So that's how Advaita Acharya felt. He's coming here. He's preaching Krishna consciousness. He's having Bhagavad Gita classes. And no one's coming. And he's God. So he gives very good classes. So he's getting, as Mahavishnu and as his expansions, he gets so angry he wants to destroy the universe. He's always just on the edge. Because no one's taking to Krishna consciousness, he's just ready to wind everything up all the time and just go home. But he controls his anger until the annihilation of the universe, and then he, in his expansion as Shiva, Lord Shiva, then he destroys the universe. So Advaitacharya came and he took a look around and saw that there are only jnanis, there are only people following the regular principles. No one is a bhakta. So he thought, either I wipe everyone out, which is not a good idea in Kali Yuga, because then there's no one left. There's no left. No one left to preach to. If everyone gets wiped out, you can't sell a book to anyone. So there's no book distribution. There's no Harinam. There's no one to chant to. So he thought the only way out is we have to have Krishna himself personally come to spread love of Krishna. Therefore, he took tulsi leaves and he went to the Ganges and he offered Ganji water and tulsi leaves to his Shalakam Shila, who's Krishna himself, and he started to shout out in a loud voice for Krishna to come. So he has a very loud voice, Advaitacharya, so loud that he woke up Shiradakshai Vishnu, who was sleeping during the Chaturmasya. He woke him up. Now that's a loud voice. Reached all the way over to the ocean of milk. And Shiradakshai Vishnu is the expansion from which all the other incarnations come through him. So Advaitacharya prayed that Krishna would come, and Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Kali Yuga is considered a very bad age. Tatashanudinam dharma satam socham dayashama kalena balera rajan nakshatyayo bolam smriti. Tatashanudinam dharma. Day after day, religious principles are going down. If you haven't noticed that, then that's good. You probably don't read the newspaper. But day after day, everything is becoming more degraded. The only thing left, supposedly, truthfulness. That people don't follow the other principles of mercy, or cleanliness, or austerity. The only thing left, supposedly, is truthfulness, and that's very hard to find. Only usually during the Bhagavatam class, or the Bhagavad Gita class, do you hear any truthfulness. Other than that, everyone is just living a big lie. Truthfulness is not just like, in America, there was one president, when he was younger, he cut down a cherry tree. His name was George Washington, if you ever heard of him. And his father caught him with the axe, and the tree was cut down. And his father said, "Who did this?" And George Washington had no choice. He said, "I did it." So that was the only president who ever said anything truthful. So that was recorded in history. He got caught with the axe in his hand and the tree knocked down. He had no choice. And he was young enough that he didn't know how to lie so well. So he said, "I did it." Other than that, the whole, practically speaking, everything is just one lie after another. Therefore, Advaitacharya was feeling quite despondent, and he realized the only thing that's going to make any difference in Kali Yuga is bhakti, is love. But even Advaitacharya, who creates the entire universe, he didn't feel he had enough love to qualify to make a difference in anyone's heart. People's hearts are so hard in Kali Yuga that even God himself doesn't feel he has enough love to change anyone's heart. Therefore, he realized that in Kali Yuga, the only thing that's actually going to change people's hearts is the love that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. The whole spiritual and material universes exist due to the Ladini Shakti, Samvit, and Sandini Shaktis. This is the whole experience of the material universes. But in the material universes, Ladini, or the loving potency, or the blissful potency, the ecstatic potency, is covered by the three modes of material nature. And therefore we experience love in terms of lust instead of action. Our consciousness perceives love, our loving propensity is filtered through lust. But in Kali Yuga it's so thick, the lust and the illusion that we're under, that if Krishna comes, as he came as Krishna and he spoke Bhagavad Gita, now Krishna himself, when he speaks Bhagavad Gita, it's not exactly Krishna who's speaking Bhagavad Gita. It's Krishna's expansion as Vasudev is speaking Bhagavad Gita. Beginning with Dainosmi Nita Dehe Komaram Yovanam Jura Tata Dahantara Praptira Diryas Tatra Namuyati. That the body is changing, Krishna tells Arjuna, but the self is not changing. The self is eternal. Now that basic truth, Prabhupada said, will take people 500 years to understand. That in Kali Yuga, people don't have brains. Their head is not filled with brains. It's filled with cow dung. Therefore, it's very hard for them to understand anything, even the fact that their body is changing. But they're not changing. So what to speak of giving them any higher principle of life? How can you explain to them about karma yoga or jnana yoga or astanga yoga? They can't even understand something that a 5-year-old child can understand. One time Prabhupada, he went to a school and he asked, who is the most intelligent child in the school? There was like between 5 and 8 years old, the children in the school. So all the students, they pushed forward one boy. And Prabhupada said, you're the most intelligent. And the boy said, well, maybe, I don't know. So then Prabhupada said, can you point to your arm? So the boy was a little incredulous. Oh, what's this? Can I point to my arm? Of course, here's my arm. Can you point to your other arm? So he pointed to his other arm. Can you point to your leg? So he pointed to his leg. Can you point to the other leg? So he's doing quite well. And then Prabhupada said, can you point to yourself? And he goes, oh. That's a tough one. But at least he realized he couldn't point to himself, because if you ask anyone else, you say, yeah, this is me. So Advaitacharya realized, I can't even get through Bhagavad Gita, the first instruction to Arjuna. Everyone is so deeply absorbed in the material conception of life, they can't even understand the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. So how are we going to get to the last instruction? And if they don't understand it, we can see what happens, because Bhagavad Gita is no joke. It's not just, well, all right, you don't like Bhagavad Gita, you know, read the Shiva Samhita, or, you know, do a little yoga pose. No, in Kali Yuga, even you try to elevate yourself to a higher consciousness, the whole force of Kali Yuga is that day after day, tatastanudinam dharma. Dharma is just going down. There's nothing to stop it. And all the good qualities, satya, truthfulness, socham, cleanliness, daya, mercy, shama, forgiveness, tolerance, chanadina, sat, balam, tatasyanudinam dharma, satyam, socham, daya, shama, balena, kalira, rajan. By the very strong force of Kali Yuga, balena, kalira, rajan, nakshatrana, balam, smriti. People losing their bodily strength and their memory. People not only can't remember that they where they left their keys, they even forgot that they had keys to begin with. Therefore, even to remember, they have courses, you can go to the university, they have courses how to remember things. Just like they have university degrees, I was listening to a seminar. There were 7 days, and there were around 6 or 7 professors every day, people with PhD degrees, mostly. And they were giving instructions how to sleep. Now, if they would have joined the Hare Krishna movement, they wouldn't have to go to the university to learn how to sleep. As I mentioned, when I was distributing books at Chicago O'Hara in America, one of the devotees, he came up to me and he said, "Do you see that devotee, this person over there?" He said, he was coming by and I stopped him and I gave him a book. And I explained, he said, "I think the book is very good." So then I asked him for a donation for the book. But he said, "I'd be glad to buy the book, but the problem is I can't read it." So the devotee said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Because I can't sleep. I haven't slept for weeks." So the devotee said, "Don't worry about it. You just buy the book, and if you read it, it'll help you sleep." He said, every day we have a class in the temple here, and there are 50 devotees in the class. And as soon as one person starts to read the book and starts to explain it, everyone in the class falls asleep. So the man said, "Well, okay, I'll give you a donation, I'll try it." So he sat in the airport, he tried to read the book and he fell asleep. So that's why with the book distribution, when I first started, when I joined the movement in 1968, we had book distribution once a month in the temple I was at. We would go up to the university campus, and we had 70, our quota was 70 Back to Godheads. And in one day, we distributed all of them, but mostly by giving them away. And then later on, when we developed Hare Krishna, you know, our outreach program, we did Hare Nam 8 hours a day, every day. Which was quite an interesting Hare Nam, because Buffalo, New York, where I joined, here in the Western Slovenia, it's like paradise compared, it's like Hawaii compared to Buffalo. Buffalo, we used to get up to 6 meters of snow with the drifts. And it used to go something like 32 below zero. And we go out there in Hare Nam with our dhotis on, because as soon as we joined the movement, we gave up those dirty karmi clothes. We had to hand them in. And we gave up the karmi shoes. And we were wearing bath slippers. So in 32 below zero, it was quite an interesting experience. 8 hours a day in Hare Nam. And there is some book distribution for those who can move their hands. But it wasn't really emphasized very much. And later on, when book distribution became very much prevalent in our society, then the devotees stopped doing Hare Nam. But Prabhupada didn't like that. He said, along with the book distribution, there should be Hare Nam also. Because without the Hare Nam, without the chanting, it's impossible practically to understand what's in the Bhagavad Gita and other books. Because the holy name is the actual incarnation, Nama Rupa. That's where the mercy comes from. And above that, the mercy is coming from not only the chanting of the holy name, because in every Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name is the Yuga Dharma. Krite Tadarita Vishnu Dwarpayam Paricharya Tretiyam Jaito Mugai
Krite dadayate vishnu, tretiyam yajitom ugai, dwarpiyam paricharyam, kalota dari kirtana.
That in Kali Yuga, kalota dari kirtana, it is always the chanting of the holy name. Krishna always comes and introduces the chanting of the holy name. But generally speaking, the chanting of the holy name gives one the opportunity to get, at the most, generally in Kali Yuga, people become liberated from the material concept of life. They begin to understand that they're not their body through the chanting. But that's not the purpose of the creation. The purpose of the creation is to develop Krishna prema, to bring people up to the level of pure love for Krishna, ecstatic love for Krishna. Without that, everything is considered to be unsuccessful. Without bringing people to prema, neither they can go to Vaikuntha, nor they can go to Goloka Vrindavan. And that's the whole aim of the creation. That's why Krishna expands himself in all his incarnations, especially he expands himself as Karna Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, Shuri Dakshaya Vishnu, simply to help people come to the platform of love for Krishna. But love for Krishna has to be given. It can't just be... one can't elevate himself to that platform. So therefore, in this particular Kali Yuga, when Krishna comes and displays his pastimes, in order to actually enter into those pastimes, therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna comes in order to destroy the atheists and protect the devotees and to establish religious principles. But there are no devotees. That's why Advaita Acharya was so disturbed. There was no devotees to come and save. And as far as destroying the Dishkritinas, that if Krishna came, there would be no more creation left. It would all stop. So therefore, Advaita Acharya realized that the only person who can actually save this situation is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Because he himself is, within himself, the loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna are eternally taking place. And only if he comes and actually manifests and actually distributes that love between Radha and Krishna, which is sustaining all the universes, can actually there be any progress in Kali Yuga. Therefore, he prayed, and Krishna, hearing his calling, understanding that his purpose can only be fulfilled if he comes here personally and displays the pastimes of love in a way between Radha and Krishna in a way that people could actually experience, without them having to understand Bhagavad Gita. In other words, generally speaking, there's a process of first understanding that we're not this body, then starting to do regulative activities, starting to control our senses and following instructions that are in the Vedas, then coming to the platform of understanding real knowledge, realizing the eternality of the soul and the process of self-realization, and then taking to the process of meditation on Krishna and his pastimes, then developing love for Krishna and performing pure devotional service. So that's not possible in Kali Yuga. And matter of fact, generally speaking, even those who are doing the other activities in Satya Yuga, generally speaking, the most they ever do is go up to Vaikuntha. No one's going back to Goloka, Vrindavan. Because without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without Radha and Krishna coming and actually manifesting their pastimes here in a way that people can experience them without having to be qualified, then there's no way anyone's going to go back to the Goloka Vrindavan. And in Kali Yuga, no one's going to go to Vaikuntha because everyone's just disqualified. And they can't become qualified. It doesn't matter how much you preach to them. It doesn't matter how much you explain things to them. Doesn't matter. You can bribe them. They still won't get it. They still won't be interested.
Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, as we can see in these pictures, that everyone pays attention to him. Because he has all, he's unlimitedly beautiful, he's unlimitedly merciful, he's unlimitedly kind. And when he's chanting Hare Krishna, the ecstasy, the love that he feels just floods the whole surroundings. And people wake up. So much so that, as it says, Deka Ori Bai Tribhuvanai Emono Dolya Data. If you doubt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had any real potency, that he displayed the potency so much, his love, his, when he was there chanting, the atmosphere just changed into a whole different atmosphere of love and ecstasy. So even so that the animals in Jharkhand forest started to dance. So that same potency was there in Rath Yatra, and undoubtedly Prabhupada mentioned that many of us were associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the past, that even people who didn't know what was going on, but when they experienced ecstatic love, when the atmosphere changed and their hairs were standing on end in ecstasy, as we can see in this picture, tears were just flowing from their eyes and they didn't know what was happening. The same thing I experienced with Srila Prabhupada. Because why? Because Srila Prabhupada, as a perfect devotee, was actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes were in his heart. And therefore, wherever he went, for those who were actually aware and eligible, or at least a little receptive, who weren't envious, they could actually experience the unlimited, the potency of love just by Prabhupada's chanting and being present. So what to speak when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, that the animals were dancing in the Jharkhanda forest through the atmosphere of love and ecstatic love that he created. And they were not only dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, but the lions, the tigers, were embracing the deer and kissing each other. And the elephants were roaring in ecstasy and in love of God and falling on the ground and rolling on the ground. Now, of course, that was a very special exhibition of potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to show us. And still, by the chanting, and by the dancing, and by the prasadam, then people become eligible to do what? Parama Karuna Bahudvi Jana Nityai Gora Chandra Sava Avatara Sava Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. This Kevala, they come and they give, simply their process is joyful, dancing, chanting, and taking prasadam. But what's the qualification? Parama Karuna Bahudvi Jana Nityai Gora Chandra Sava Avatara Sava Shiromani Kevala Anandakanda Bhaja Bhaja Vai Chaitanya Nitai Surida Vishvasakore Vishaya Charya Se Rase Majiya Uke Bolo Hari Hari. Simply we have to follow by the chanting, by the experience of Krishna consciousness, by the taking of prasadam, then we simply have to control our senses, follow some principles. Then the result is that we'll be able to experience that wonderful potency. So that's why that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and came and exhibited. And as a matter of fact, the whole movement, it may appear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left 500 years ago, but actually he's still present, just like he's present here in the form of the Panchatattva. All these, the deities are not just statues, they're actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, personally coming to give us their association. And similarly, when he enters into our heart, we can actually experience those pastimes he exhibited 500 years ago. They actually start, when we hear Chaitanya Charitamrita, or we start meditating upon the deities, and we serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he enters into our heart, we'll be able to experience the same ecstasy and love that he was distributing freely, everyone, 500 years ago. And that's what's spreading the Hare Krishna movement.
It's not by our great organization. It's not by our great intellectual prowess. It's not by any of those things. It's simply by accepting, allowing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come into our heart and act as his instrument, and then he himself will manifest the potency just like he manifested 500 years ago. And by that atmosphere of ecstatic love, that's what changes people's hearts, changes people's consciousness and mind, and spreads the Hare Krishna movement. And Advaita Acharya understood that, and he prayed, and he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, so therefore we owe him a great debt. Mahavishnu is our friend. He creates the material universes to bring us back to the spiritual world, and he makes sure that there is an opportunity for us to do so. And this is the opportunity. Once in every day of Brahma, this opportunity is there for a short period of time. So we're so fortunate to have that opportunity. And then, before Advaita Acharya left, then he wrote a sonnet to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that, which no one could understand except, of course, Rupa Damodara. He understands everything. And the sonnet said more or less that, so I can't, a madman is distributing rice everywhere. A bowel who's in ecstatic love is distributing rice everywhere. But now people have so much rice that no one wants to buy it anymore. So if the madman wants to, he can go back. He doesn't have to sell his rice anymore. It's already been distributed everywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the sonnet and he realized that Advaita Acharya is saying, I can go back to the spiritual world now because my pastimes will be there that I've exhibited during Kali Yuga, and that will continue to spread love of God everywhere as long as that the movement goes on, performing the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will personally come and expand himself into everyone's heart who's performing the mission, and that way the mission will expand itself more and more. As long as we take the mission seriously and perform the chanting of Hare Krishna and give the basic knowledge to people, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter into our hearts and expand the mission of the Sankirtan movement for us. He'll manifest his potency, and then the Hare Krishna movement will automatically spread. So, all we can do is offer our respects to Advaita Acharya. He understood everything perfectly well. There are many pastimes you can read about him, but basically speaking, we just major debt we owe him is because without his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda wouldn't have come, and who knows where we'd be. Well, maybe we do know where we'd be. Thank you very much, Grantharaj. Ki Advaita Acharya Ki Jai.